presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today and every Sunday at this time, the Radio Hall of Fame brings you those stars made great by your recognition of their achievements. Ladies and gentlemen, we present...
Say, listen here.
Yes?
Excuse me. I wonder if you'd do an old man a favor.
Oh, sure, but make it fast. Glenn has to introduce the show.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. You see, I've been listening to the Radio Hall of Fame for a long time.
Oh, that's fine, old-timer, but we got to go on with the show.
Yeah, I know, but I know what Glenn Riggs is going to say. Tell me now if I'm right.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, today and every Sunday at this time, your Radio Hall of Fame brings you Martha Tilton, right?
Right.
The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, right?
Right.
Your honored guest, Miss Sophie Tucker, right?
Right.
And the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. That's you.
Right, that's me. But who are you? And how do you know all this?
Well, I haven't got time to explain, son. You see, I'm not going to be around here much longer. So if anybody gets too inquisitive, just say it was old man 1945. So long, bub.
Old man 1945 got away before he had a chance to introduce your host in the Radio Hall of Fame, Paul Whiteman.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. The old-timer was right. We've got a great lineup for today's show. And to get underway, Johnny Thompson, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, tee off with I Can't Begin to Tell You.
You mean to me, my world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known, and make believe I've said them all to you. The world has ever known, and make believe I've said them all.
As we ring out the old year tomorrow night, we're ringing in a new year of bright hope for peace and better living for everybody. We ring in a real new year for Philco, too. The first in 4 years when Philco can concentrate its efforts and its resources on the peacetime products that have made Philco famous for quality the world over. Yes, back from its wartime achievements in radar, Philco in 1946 will bring you new Philco radios for your home that are finer than ever. 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Philco has created magnificent new radio phonographs, custom-built in authentic period designs. A new dynamic reproducer, giving you for the first time broadcasting studio quality in the playing of your favorite records. Philco's revolutionary new advanced FM, and a whole new line of Philco portables, table models, and consoles. So, with the new year, and with these brand new radios for your listening pleasure, Philco returns to its unbroken record of radio leadership. And when you buy, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Paul, I see you're getting ready to usher in another new year in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're right on the beam, Johnny.
Are you going to have a party?
Oh, no, parties are out. I went to a pre-New Year's Eve party the other night, and they made me play the part of Baby 1946. Boy, was I cold.
Cold? What did you wear?
Top hat, pink ribbon, and goose pimples.
Well, I can't wait for the new year. Just think. 52 wonderful weeks to practice being a gentleman.
A gentleman?
Yes. Leads to many cultural things. Last night, for example, I went to the opera. The music was simply intoxicating.
What'd you do, get soused with Faust? You know, on second thought, I might take a crack at that highbrow stuff myself.
Oh, no, Paul. Stay just as you are. We love you like that.
Oh, shucks.
Seriously, Paul, aren't you glad you're you? Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, glad you've got two ears. And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through, aren't you glad you're you? Life grand, and when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? Aren't you glad you're you?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a lady who has an A1 priority on your Radio Hall of Fame, a great star for over a quarter of a century. She has won more titles than anyone in show business. But there's one title we all know her by. The last of the Red Hot Mamas, America's best love entertainer, Miss Sophie Tucker. Sophie, do my eyes deceive me, or are you wearing Bobby socks?
Believe it or not, Paul, I'm a Sinatra fan.
Well, what do you know? I'm a Lawrence Tibbett fan. Carters and all.
Paul Whiteman, pull down your trouser leg. That's not dignified.
Oh, I know, but it feels so good.
Gee, Miss Tucker, I can't understand it. You wearing bobby socks.
Well, I might as well confess, Martha. I don't wear them because Frankie's the rage. I wear them to keep my feet warm. I've been wearing them for over 40 winters.
Skip a few summers.
Well, now that you two have settled the bobby socks problem, I was wondering, Miss Tucker, if you'd like to go to a party with me after the show. There's going to be lots of celebrities.
Oh, I'd love to go, Martha. You know, this week I'm in a festive mood. I'm celebrating my 40th anniversary in show business.
40 years. Miss T, that's an enviable record.
Yes, Paul. And when I hear youngsters mention parties, I remember parties I used to have. Talk about celebrities. Why, at one party, there'd be Mary Pickford, who'd bring her brother Jack. Billy Burke, who'd bring hubby Flo Ziegfeld, and W.C. Fields, who'd bring old granddad. Yes, they were really parties.
So when you threw a party, you really did it upright.
That's right. When I had an Easter party, I'd have all the gang dressed up in bunny suits. When I'd have a Christmas party, I'd have the gang all dressed up in Santa Claus suits.
What did you do for birthday parties?
That's where I drew the line. But that was many years ago.
Well, tonight you'll see how the young folks carry on.
Did you say young folks? Martha, my child, I've often heard it said and sung that life is sweetest when you're young. And kids 16 to 21 think they're having all the fun. I disagree. I say it isn't so. And I'm one gal who ought to know. I started young and I'm still going strong. But I've learned, as I've gone along, that life begins at 40. That's when life and living start to become a gentle art. A woman who is 40 feels that's when she's in her prime. But a man, when he is 40, thinks he hasn't much more time. Conservative or sporty, it's not until you're 40 that you learn the why and how and what and when. In the 20s and the 30s, you want your life in large amounts. But after you reach 40, it's the quality that comes. Yes, life begins at 40. And I've just begun to live all over again. You see, the sweetest things in life grow sweeter as the years roll on. Like the music from a violin that has been well played upon. And the sweetest smoke is from a mellow broken and old pipe. And the sweetest tasting peach is one that's pink and round and ripe. A fellow when he's 20 swears he'll live a single life. But when he gets to 40, he starts looking for a wife. Just like old wine, you will find you're much sweeter than before. You never hurry nor worry, and you enjoy life so much more. For instance, a novice drinks his brandy down. He doesn't understand. Observe a connoisseur, the way he holds it in his hand. How he strokes the glass, fondles it, warms it as he should. Smacks his lips, slowly sips. It's good. Where was I? Oh, yes. Life begins at 40. When you find you have much more fun, if you slow down, never run. You dance with a girl of 20, you have fun and laughs and such. But dance with a girl of 40, and you get just twice as much. Girls go wild about young Van Johnson, Sinatra. They scream with glee. Give me those strong, mature men over 40. Pigeon, Boyer, Gable, that's for me. Life begins at 40. And I'm just living all over again.
Sophie, you're marvelous, just like our Philco radio.
How come, Paul?
Well, you've been tops for years, and you're still tops.
Well, thanks for those kind words, Paul. And I'm flattered, because I think Philco is tops.
Well, they've been tops in radio ever since 1930. And I've heard the new sets. They're still tops. Right, Glenn?
Right is right, Paul. With the new year, Philco returns to its unbroken record of radio leadership. Just wait till you hear the sensational new radio and phonograph developments from the Philco laboratories. Philco has everything. Gorgeous new radio phonographs, consoles, portables, an amazing new table model radio phonograph with an automatic record player that starts, plays, and stops itself. Just put a record in the slot and it plays. Ask your Philco dealer what's new in radio from Philco, the leader. Yes, you haven't heard anything till you've heard these great new Philcos bringing you...
Miss Tucker, you said something about real New Year's Eve parties in the old days. Gosh, I'll bet they were really something.
I'll say there was something. Listen, kids, take my hand and hang on tight. Because right now, I'll take you to a New Year's party at Reisenweber's.
Reisenweber's?
What's that, Miss Tucker?
Children, that's an era we'll never see again. Reisenweber's was a famous cabaret in New York during the other war, after it, and into the Prohibition era. Reisenweber's was four floors of amusement. The Hawaiian Room with Dol Dina, the greatest of Hawaiian dancers. The Paradise Room with Joan Sawyer and her partner, Rudy Valentino. The Sophie Tucker Room, where you'd find George Raft, the dancer, Richard Himber, the violinist, the stars of tomorrow. Yes, and Sophie Tucker's band would be there. The Five Kings of Syncopation. That was the jazz era. We did all the new tunes at Reisenweber's. Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If you know her, come on. Come on, show her to me. Dinah, with her Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit gazing to the eyes of Dinah. Oh, every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my Dinah might change her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, if she wanders off to China, I'll hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Leo. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If you know her, come on. Why do I shake with pride? Just to be my dynamite might change her mind about me. Oh, Dinah! If she wanders up to Dinah, I'll hop a dozen liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Thank you. Thank you very much. May I say I am happy to see you all here with me this New Year's Eve at Reisenweber's. I see a lot of new faces and a lot of old faces. Looks like we're going to have a great time. I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to give every one of the artists I call upon your undivided attention. First, a couple of new faces. A couple of youngsters that came in to see me this afternoon. They're very good. I told them I'd give them a tryout tonight. Come on, Jerry Duane and Tom Foster. Come on, boys. Sing it out. Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves the baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too. Mr. Brother, dad, and mother, too. Mr. Brother, dad, and mother, too. And let me rock you in my cradle of love. And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, one who'll be my little lady. Gotta have a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine. Pretty baby of mine.
I'm glad you like my two boys. Oh, hello, Al. Hello, Al Jolson. I'm so glad to see you. And Ben Burney. Hello, Ben. I hope you brought your fiddle. Eva Tangway. I don't care. I don't care. I loved you when you sang it, Eva. Diamond Jim Brady. Glad to see you, too. Hello, Rozhishka. Yanshi, those lovely dolly sisters. Looks like a grand evening here. There's the police commissioner. Hiya, commissioner. And that up-and-coming boy in political circles, Jimmy Walker. And there's that wonderful songwriter, my favorite songwriter, Irving Berlin. Come on, take a bow, Irving. Take a bow. Margie Rambo. Margie Rambo, such a talent. Ethel and Lionel. Come on, let's say hello to the Barrymores. Madam Francis. Madam Francis, my dressmaker. Hello, Francis. Gee, I love my dress. Hello, May. I mean Gilda Gray. I almost forgot that I changed your name to Gilda. Everybody's here. Everybody's having a grand time. And for all of you, here's a little song. And there's my Teddy Shapiro at the piano. Come on, Teddy, start us off. Come on, Teddy. How you gonna keep me down on the farm? After they seem terrible, how you gonna keep them away from Broadway, dancing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from heart? That's a mystery. They'll never wanna see a rake or plow. But tell me, who can parley boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? Come on, sing it. Come on. Come on, sing it, everybody. Georgie Jessel, Georgie Price, how are you all? And there's the nice, quiet little kid who never talks unless he's spoken to. Hello, Walter Winchell. Hello, Walter. Yes, he's going to be one of the big voices in this country some of these days. And there are many more stars of tomorrow here. There's Herman Tinberg, Jack Yellen. Come on, Jack, take a bow. He just wrote a great song. Down by the Ohio, I've got the cutest little loaf. Oh, and here's another up-and-coming star. You've got to meet him. Come up here on the floor, Paul Whiteman. Are you bigger than me?
Fine, Miss Tucker.
Paul, I'm glad to welcome you to New York. When do you open at the Palais Royal?
2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, come on, don't be afraid. Get in all the plugs. A little competition to Rice and Weber's, but a nice spot, the Palais Royal. Be sure and tell Salvin to reserve me a ringside table. I'll be there for your opening.
Oh, and we'll all be looking for you, Miss Tucker.
You know, folks, the first time I saw that chubby little boy, he was playing at the Alexandria Hotel on the coast. I heard him and advised him to come east. Predict he'll go places. Listen, folks, I'm not a fortune teller, but I've got a woman's intuition. That's why I don't mind going out on a limb and predicting a great future for these kids you meet tonight. Mark my words. Strong conviction. Some of these days, remember my prediction. You'll hear more of them. You're gonna love them. You'll see their names and lights. Some of these days, just wait and see, folks, and remember the names you heard. Listen to me. Some of these days, each name will be a household word. You'll thrill to the voice of Al Jolson as he sings his melody, singing his songs about Swanee and Mammy as he gets down on one knee. And mark my words, some of these days, the whole world will laugh at that pop-eyed man as he jumps around and rolls his eyes as only Eddie Cantor can. And did you see that kid, Georgie Jessel? Smart as a whip is he. Someday he's going to be an important guy, even though he sings off key. And that skinny little fella sitting in the corner who was too modest to take a bow, remember his name, it's Irving Berlin, and I make this prediction right now. Some of these days he'll write many more great songs like Alexander's Ragtime Band. Someday America will say, God bless you, Irving, and give him a hand. Oh, I could keep bragging all night about Whiteman and Winchell and how Gilda Gray shakes. Yes, I can see a great future for each and every one of them, for they all got what it takes. So I repeat again, if we should meet again, you'll remember that I said they'll hit the top some of these days. Wait a minute. I'm getting close. Close to 12 o'clock, folks. Everybody join hands. Here we go. Sing the old year out, and the new year is.
Be forgotten and never brought to mind.
Tucker, our thanks for being with us. 40 years of favorite in show business. Lusty, lovable last of the Red Hot Mamas, your big voice and big heart are legend round the world. We were honored to honor you, Miss Sophie Tucker.
Thank you very much, Paul, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Broadway resounds this season with bravo for the play State of the Union, number one hit by those number one writers of hits, Howard Lindsay and Russell Krause, and for the two stars who are making theatrical history as husband and wife in the show. Next week, your Radio Hall of Fame brings you these two stars, Ralph Bellamy and Ruth Hussey, with a scene from State of the Union. With us as usual will be Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, and yours most sincerely, Paul Whiteman.
Up with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over these same stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.